Greetings, greetings, season's greetings, a very Merry Christmas to you all. I sound like one of those old cartoons from the 70s, don't I? Merry Christmas to all. Well, I would like to welcome you to the Daily Bread. We find ourselves coming on this Wednesday, Christmas Eve, December 24th. Thank you so much for spending a little time with me here. I know everyone is probably traveling or getting to where you're going to spend Christmas, or running around trying to get those last minute Christmas presents. I would say the holiday rush is upon us. Amen. So today is Wednesday, December the 24th. Christmas Eve. I will try not to take up too much of your time, but I do have a small little devotional that I would like to share with you. Amen. And I'll just share it with you, and then we'll get out of here. Amen. And we will celebrate Christmas tomorrow. Amen. Also, we'd like to say a happy birthday to Pastor Jesse. Today is Pastor Jesse's birthday. The Christmas baby, as his family used to say. So, just saying a happy birthday to our Pastor Jesse. Amen. Now, it just seems like we were in January, and we were telling you how we were changing our confession, or Pastor Jesse had mentioned that we were changing our confession that we had said for many, many years, that where the Word of God will transform my life and I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Amen. And it seems like we just started confessing that in January, and here we find ourselves in December, right before Christmas, and before you know it, we'll be saying Happy New Year, and 2026 will be upon us. Amen. Time is going by so fast, but let's get into this small devotional that I have for you entitled Boldly Proclaim, Boldly Proclaim. If you're taking notes or you have your Bible with you, you can look in Luke chapter 2, verses 16 through 18. I pray some of you have been reading the book of Luke throughout this month of December. I know we are almost finished with it. We started, myself and Pastor Rose, started doing this last Christmas. We got a lot of positive feedback. So this Christmas, I tried to invite everyone that I could to do that as well. And I will say that last Christmas when I did it, I read through it. And, you know, this Christmas, as I did it again, you know, the Lord was showing me more stuff. So even though we go back and read things in the Bible, it's true what the Bible says, that God is new every morning. Amen. He reveals new things to us every morning. And that is just a small little praise report that even though I read it last holiday season, I did it again this holiday season. And the Lord revealed some things to me that I know I missed last season, but I took to heart this season. Amen. Again, boldly proclaim. Luke chapter 2, verses 16 through 18, and I will give you two iterations of that scripture. Amen. It says, the first one says, they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was laying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. Amen. Now, it says, when the shepherds were told about Jesus, they didn't pencil him into their schedule. No, it says they ran to him. They ran as fast and It says they ran as fast as their feet could carry them. Amen. Have you ever ran so fast you tripped yourself? Amen. Some of you, if you ever played sports, I know I played sports when I was in growing up and when I was in high school, and or times when you would be playing the game chase with your friends. Amen. Sometimes you just run so fast you fall over yourself. It says, they ran as fast as their feet could carry them. It says, who watched over the sheep? Who watched the sheep? It says, who knows? But in that moment, they knew the importance of the Lord's advent, and they rushed into Bethlehem and into his barn stall to see him. In other words, the shepherd said, man, let's go see him. Let's go see him now. Amen. It says, are you excited to sit with Jesus today? Amen. It says, tell him what a good and perfect gift he is to you today. And it says, and then share his goodness with others throughout the day. Amen. So again, some of you are going to be with family tomorrow during Christmas. And you know, we all have those loved ones that still aren't saved. Amen. And that's a perfect opportunity to share the Lord. Amen. And I'm not saying fire and brimstone, bring down the Bible and smack them on the head, that type. But just feel them out, share with them. And if they don't want to listen, that's totally fine. Amen. Just let it pass. You did your part. Amen. As always, we make a confession towards the end. On these, the confessions are a little long, so I'll just read them. And if you want to rewind this a little bit and say them, you can, or try and jot them down. I'll try and read them a little slow. That way, as you're hearing them, you can kind of read along. Amen. It says, Lord, thank you for coming to exchange beauty for ashes. It says, joy for mourning and praise for heaviness. It says, I sing to the world with all my soul. Glory to God in the highest heaven. Amen. I'll read it one more time. Lord, thank you for coming to exchange beauty for ashes, joy for mourning, the praise of heaviness. I sing to the world with all my soul, glory to God in the highest heaven. Amen. That's such a good confession. Now, again, Luke chapter 2, verse 16 through 18, it says, they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby laying in a manger. It says, and then they saw it. They made known the saying that had been told to them concerning this child. All who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. Amen. It says, once they rushed to him and experienced him, they rushed to tell of him. God didn't choose earthly leaders to spread the word. He chose messengers who would faithfully carry the good news. Amen. Did you catch that? It says, God chose messengers who would faithfully carry the good news. It says, who is this Lord of ours that fishermen and ranch hands spread his good news? It says, hallelujah, Christ has come. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell everyone you meet, Jesus is the Lord and he has come in the flesh. Hallelujah. Amen. Again, we know everyone's going to be spending time with family members tomorrow. Amen. Opening gifts, eating good food. Amen. Just wait and be patient. And I know the Holy Spirit will give you the words to speak to those family members who might not be saved yet. Amen. Again, our confession, it says, God, thank you for the gift of your son. God, thank you for the gift of your son. It says, you sacrificed relationship with your son so that I might come into right relationship with you. Amen. It says, there is no better gift than that. Nothing I receive for Christmas can even compare. Amen. Again, thank you, God, for the gift of your Son. Amen. You sacrificed relationship with your Son so that I might come into the right relationship with you. Amen. God sent his Son for us that we might be set in a right relationship with our Heavenly Father. There is no better gift than that. Nothing I can receive on Christmas can even compare. Amen. Now, I'll leave you with this small little phrase and take a few moments and just think it over. It says, reflect on the priceless gift God gave the world all those years ago. Amen. Take a few moments and just reflect on the priceless gift of God gave the world all those years ago. Amen. What was that gift? His Son Jesus. Amen. Now, we pray that you have a safe, joy-filled Christmas. We pray the angels of the Lord watch over all of those who are traveling, whether by car or by plane. Amen. We know you will get to your destination safely. Traveling mercies. Amen. The blood of Jesus covers you and your family. Amen. We know this will be a joyfully blessed Christmas for you and your family. Amen. Full of joy and blessings and safety above all. Amen. And of course, we say Merry Christmas. We appreciate each and every one of you that has been with us throughout this year, spending time with myself and Pastor Rose and Pastor Jesse for the healing service. Amen. Don't forget that will be coming up the last Wednesday of this month. Pastor Jesse and Pastor Rose will be with you for the Christmas edition healing service. And that will, I believe, wrap up this year of the Daily Bread. Amen. So look forward to that. Amen. If you have any family members, friends, relatives, close co-workers that are fighting some symptoms, amen, invite them to listen in. Amen. The Lord always shows up and the Lord always heals. Amen. So again, we just want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We want to say a Happy New Year ahead of time. And we know that 2026 is going to be full of blessings, full of new opportunities. Amen. Full of joy. And of course, we are that much closer to our Lord Jesus coming back. Amen. And as always, when you pray and confess the word over your life every day, you will strengthen your inner man and grow in faith and confidence. Amen. Never underestimate the power of God's word. It is full of life and will minister healing and strength to you in every area. Amen. Every area. God wants to be a part of your life and in every area of your life. Amen. So again, thank you so much for being with us here. Amen. Keep the pastors in your prayer as always, as they come into your thoughts this Christmas. Amen. And this new year. Amen. We are blessed to have them, blessed to call them our pastors. Amen. Again, we wish you a very Merry Christmas, and we know that your Christmas tomorrow will be blessed. Amen. So again, thank you so much for spending a little time with us here throughout the year with the Daily Bread. We can't say thank you enough, and we never want to miss an opportunity to thank all of you faithful listeners, faithful partners, faithful supporters, amen, who tune in and listen, amen. So we say thank you so much. Have a very Merry Christmas tomorrow, and we will see you right back here next Wednesday for our healing service with Pastor Jesse and Pastor Rose as they close out this holiday season, amen, ringing in 2026 just around the corner, amen. Be blessed. We'll see you right back here next Wednesday for our healing service with Pastor Jesse and Pastor Rose. Merry Christmas.